Reading this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
Thank you. Bible. Thanks. Great. Wow. Okay. I'm sure that maybe you've opened up a number of gifts this morning. I've got three gifts during the talk this morning, and I wonder if you can guess what they are. If you came to Pub Carols or You're My Child, you are not allowed to guess. But if you didn't, you are allowed to guess. Let me just make sure I've got the... Here we go. So if you can guess it, you can have it. Yeah, that's right. So anyone feeling brave? I'm sorry, Ian. Are you happy to run around with this? So anyone feeling brave? Anyone to guess? I'm happy just to shout out. A glasses case? No, it's not. It's not. Here we go. Anyone else feeling like they want to shout? Oh, we're going over here. Ian, over here. There we go. There we go. Let's go. A what?
A wristwatch?
No.
Smarties.
No, it's not. Smarties. A wristwatch.
Smarties?
Smarties? No. Let's go, go, go. Okay. There's only so many
shower
more.
Shower gel.
Shower gel.
What?
Shower gel.
A
shower
what?
Gel.
Shower gel. No. Okay, last one. Last guess.
Socks.
Oh, it looks like socks, doesn't it?
Yes, Helen.
Someone's shaking their head. I'm going to have one more guess. One more guess. Let's have a look. Joshua. One more guess.
Pizza.
Sausage roll.
All right, okay, so let's have a look. Right, so let's have a look. I'm opening it up. And it is, in fact, a Greg sausage roll.
Woo!
Ian, can you go and give that? Look at that. Can you see that? What does it say? Bag. Yeah, bag some joy. Bag some joy. A sausage roll. Happy Christmas. You can enjoy that with your Christmas dinner. Let's give him a round of applause.
Bag some joy.
Yeah, bag some joy. How much joy does a sausage roll give you? How long does that joy last? Let's face it, if you bag too much joy from Greg's, you'll end up meeting your maker far sooner than you're expecting. The heart of Christmas, Paul says, is about bagging true and long-lasting joy. The events of that first Christmas can bring something that is real and deep-seated, that bring a settled hope that can navigate even the most difficult of times. Because at the first Christmas, we had in that reading, 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world. Now, do you notice how Paul describes it? Who is the baby in the manger? He is Christ Jesus come into the world. He's someone who's coming from outside the human story to the inside, and the key marker to their identity is in their name, Christ. Now, Christ isn't just Jesus' surname. It's the Old Testament title that could be translated Messiah. It means the long-promised king, the one who all the hopes of a nation, and in fact, the destiny of the entire world, rests on. Now, someone did a pictorial diagram of all the cross references in the Bible. Now, it actually looks more impressive than it sounds. Okay, so this, can you see that arrow is the block between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And there are 40 different authors with 66 books. But there is one story. Why? It is the divine story. It's God's story. And all those cross references, all those links, there's a whole chunk of them that are made about the Christ. And they are fulfilled as Jesus, the baby, comes. And what becomes clear as you read the Old Testament, we understand more and more a picture of who the Christ will be and what they'll be like. In fact, Isaiah the prophet, in Isaiah chapter 40, he says this: "Here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms." And that verse leads us to our second present. Now, here we go. Here's the question. Ian, I'm going to have to engage you again. Second present. So, here we go. Second present. Anyone feeling? Oh, we're getting people a bit more interested this time. Where are you going, Ian? You got to, go around. What do you think?
Arlene has a guess. What is the present?
Chocolate.
It is, but I need it specific. Oh, more specific than that. Give us one guess.
What kind of chocolate?
Dairy milk.
Dairy milk?
No. Oh. It's cruel. Come and, I'm sorry. I've just ruined your Christmas.
Yes, go.
Galaxy.
Let's wait and see.
Wow. Snatched from the hands of a child, Ellen. How could you do it?
Here we go. It is a bar of Galaxy.
Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
Does she get it?
It's a bar of Galaxy. You can eat this with your Christmas dinner.
See you later. Wow. Wow.
Christ Jesus is the creator of the galaxies. Can we just give that a little round of applause? Because we have just had it donated, because I was being cruel. He's the creator of the galaxies, the originator of reality and time and space, the one who created the world with such breathtaking beauty, the one who created the world with such intricate detailing. The miracle of Christmas is that God does not stay distant from us. He comes into our mess from the outside in. And here, if you had been in around Bethlehem 2,000 and a bit years ago and maybe had the profession of a shepherd, you could have held him in your arms. The living God, vulnerable, dependent, baby. I mean, you just can't make this up. Other religions would say this is blasphemous. How could you say the creator of the galaxies became one of us? It's theologically impossible. And yet what is impossible for our minds is possible and yet mysterious for the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the Son becomes one of us. And it's a purpose driven by love, which leads us to our third present. There's a third one. Ian, you're on again. I'm sorry. Okay. Who wants to guess? It needs to be concrete.
Hang on. There we go. Who needs the energy? Who's got to cook? Billy looks pretty keen over here.
Roses.
What?
Roses.
Roses is wrong.
He's
lost it.
Celebrations.
Oh, let's have a look. Would that fit with the Christmas Day talk? So I think it would. It's a box of celebrations.
Woohoo!
You can eat that with your Christmas dinner. There it is. Celebration, that is right. It's a celebration and a celebration for the rest of eternity. Why? Because of the purpose for which Christ Jesus, came into the world. Why did he come? Have a look at the verse. He came to save sinners. Let me say that again. The living God came into the world to save sinners. Now, that is the Christmas miracle. Let me tell you why. God is perfect and righteous and just. And I don't know if you've worked it out yet, but if you haven't worked it out yet, deep down, we are not perfect and righteous and just. And if you don't believe me, Just watch what happens today when you see portion sizes for Yule log. As they go around, are you eagle-eyed going, have they got a bigger piece than me? Who's got the bigger piece than me? It's a small glimpse into our hearts that at sometimes can be selfless and other people-centered, but even then our motives can be tinged with self-interest. See, our hearts are mucky and dark. We can be capable of great good, but also great wickedness. And for a holy and righteous God to come close to sinners like you and me, it would be like you or me trying to land on the sun, only wearing our undergarments. We'd be burned up instantly. And yet here is the miracle of Christmas. Christ Jesus came into the world not to destroy sinners or to judge sinners or to tell sinners the moral equivalent of a PE teacher, pull your socks up and try harder. He came to save sinners. Look at the verse again, 15 and 16. Look at this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Paul says this, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. See, Paul says, I'm an example of how patient God is. I'm an example to the sort of people that God is willing to save. Paul's name was Saul. And if there was a competition for the person in history who most hated Jesus, he would have won that award. He went around murdering and imprisoning Jesus' followers. He made it his one mission in life to squash Christianity and Christians forever. Now, if you were Jesus, what would you do to Paul? If I was Jesus, do you know what I would do to Paul? I would squash him back. I'm the creator of the universe. And what are you going to do with the guy who hates you and hates your followers? You're going to put him in his place. And yet Christ Jesus came into the world not to squash sinners, but to save them. He saves Paul. He forgives Paul. He welcomes Paul. He transforms Paul. He says, I'll take the hell and judgment you deserve on myself as I die on the cross. And Paul says, I'm an example. If God can do that for me, he can do it for you. Now that is something to celebrate. I'd love to hold up a box of chocolates, but I'm giving them away. That's something to believe. That's something to build your life upon. I don't know if you noticed this. What does Paul start this little these verses with? Look what he says in verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. He says this isn't fake news. This isn't some AI-generated thing that makes you question reality. Here is a message and a book that has built the Western civilization as we know it, and it contains a true account of ultimate reality, because in it the gift of God has come. And whatever you do this Christmas, whatever you make of the Christmas message, surely you should want it to be true. Look, you may want to engage with it in the new year, those courses, Hope Explored. Take this book, it'd be a great read over Christmas Day. But don't make the mistake this Christmas that these farmers made. Now for me, this is the image of the year. I love this. I don't know if you saw this. This is from the Royal Highland Show in Eggleston, Edinburgh. And these two farmers, they've been working hard all day, getting the cattle ready for this show. And they were taking a well-needed rest. All at the moment, they were meant to meet this person. Royalty. Princess Anne. Their big moment. Can you imagine sleeping through that? And you know what the sad thing is? So many people sleepwalk through Christmas Day, missing the one introduction that changes everything. Not just a royal queen, although she's not, as she's Princess Anne, but the divine king has come. The one who can enable you to bag true joy, the galaxy maker has come to save people like you and me, and that is worth celebrating. And Paul promises this, God promises this, for all who believe in his name, he will save and transform and make it the best Christmas ever. And that is a reason to celebrate. Let's pray together. Father, at the start of this Christmas day, again, we want to say thank you. Thank you that you are willing to send your son, the true king, not to squash sinners, but to save them. Father, thank you that for all of us here, whoever believes in your name, they are promised forgiveness and eternal life. And so, Father, I pray this Christmas we won't be like those farmers who sleep through it and miss the main event, but that we might come and trust, even for the first time, the King who can save us from our sins. And we ask this for Jesus' name's sake. Amen. Amen. Amen.